My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
From tips for a long life to the World Ice Art Championships in Alaska, Breakfast Briefing Shane Beattie is with us to tell us about all the stories from around the country that just didn't make the headlines. How are you?
Cold, but apart
it
from that, I'm
cold,
okay.
It is cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Serious change.
I had snow this morning driving up. Yeah. Now, it didn't stick, but I did have snow on the N7 as well. So yeah, nice and chilly.
Yeah. Well,
are you going to the rugby?
I'm not.
Oh.
No, I'm going to Donegal.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. For a part of the weekend.
They'd be delighted to see you there.
Yeah, I think I might be working.
Oh, really?
In the pub. Yeah.
Collecting glasses.
Just about it. Anyway, what's the story with the oldest man?
Yes, so we're going to Offaly for our first story. Do you want to live to 100 or more?
Only if all my good friends do.
And if you've good health. I think they're the two things. Yeah. You don't want to be on your own and know no one and in bad health.
Like,
but there is a way. More and more people are living to 100 or even older now. If you do, we have some tips for you because it is a goal for a lot of people now. But the key is to aging well. And the advice comes from a man called Paddy Claffey, who is officially Ireland's oldest man. I believe, by the way, Ireland's oldest woman is also living in Offaly. So there's something in the water there.
Mm.
But Paddy says that the key to a long life is a good appetite. So mean you can get on board with that. You know, good appetite.
I love to eat.
Not being afraid of hard work. That'll rule us out because we don't like working hard.
For yourself.
He also has never drunk alcohol.
Oh, well, there's the key.
So that rules us out.
That.
And he gave up smoking when he was 45. So there's your key to a bit
fair
of
play to him, because that's not easy to do in your mid-40s.
And that's 60 odd years ago that he gave up. So Paddy is 104 years of age and he enjoys an active social life and still lives in his own home. He did a big interview with the Irish Times and the reason why they interviewed him is on St. Patrick's Day. He's going to be the Grand Marshal of the parade in Clara. He was born on the 17th of April 1921, which means then in about a month's time he's going to be 105 actually, and he was the youngest of 10 children with 6 sisters and 3 brothers. He began working very young with his father cutting turf, and then he worked with the county council until his retirement at the age of 65. Now, he married Margaret in October 1953. Lots of people wondering how he spends his retirement. Mm. This is the dream. He gets up at 10 o'clock every morning.
It's a nice time.
Nice lie on. And he said that when the weather is good, he goes out in his mobility scooter for fresh air. He also reads a newspaper every day, watches GAA on the telly, and he keeps abreast of the Tullamore Mart for the prices at the Mart.
That's brilliant.
On his tablet.
I love that.
He uses a tablet and looks at the Mart there. Now, what I love about this as well, so he sleeps in his own home at night, but one of the family stay over every single night with him.
Aww.
Isn't that lovely? Sadly, his wife passed away in 2004, but Paddy hasn't spent a night alone since then because all the family stay over. And he also recites a prayer when he goes to bed, and he has read the same prayer, or sorry, recited the same prayer every night for 99 years.
My God.
Amazing story.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, more about that on the Irish Times website if you want to have a read.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running games. Say my name, you acting kind of shady.
Yeah, well, people are obsessed with baby names. I don't see Andrea or Shane in this list. I think our names are in decline, aren't they?
Well, maybe we're just unique.
Maybe that's it as well. Now, we're looking at Irish names, given that St. Patrick's Day is next week. Seamus and Sinead are among the Irish names that are declining, but other Irish names are having a moment right now. My Name Tags has been looking into what Irish names are making a comeback and what ones are going extinct. So, if your name is Seamus, Bridget, Siobhan or Sinead. Well, unfortunately, all of those names are on the decline. However, Sive, Ava, Tig, Kian, and Enda are all very popular.
Right.
I haven't heard of a baby Enda.
No, I've heard there's a lot of Tigs.
Loads of Tigs.
It's a lovely
yes.
name.
And loads of Avas. E-A-B-H-A is how they spell it with the Fada.
I've never seen Sive spelled S-I-V-E.
No, it's S-A-D-H-B. Yeah, that's how they spell it. Yeah. So in honour of St. Patrick's Day, they also had a look at the name Patrick. Kind of an interesting one with the name Patrick. This has kind of been going up and down. So Patrick has moved back up the baby name rankings in recent years. So the name Patrick was in 16th spot in 2024. However, last year it fell back slightly. So now it's in 25th place on the rankings list. So there's some inspiration if you're looking for a baby name.
There you go. No Shanes or Andreas.
No, they're not Irish names, I suppose. But even when the CSO names are out, I don't see Shane or Andrea there, unfortunately.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Now, you love your Ring doorbell.
I love my Ring doorbell. I am obsessed with it.
I have a Eufy one, which is similar. Also
okay.
Obsessed with it as well. And you're going to love this now with your Ring doorbell, because a Galway woman has been selected to become the voice of Irish.
Yes, we were talking about this when they were looking for the voice.
Yeah, so now we have it. This is the voice of Irish Ring doorbells. And as you say, you were talking about it. So there was a nationwide casting call. And the idea was they want someone who'll do greetings in both Irish and English. And Isabel Ní Chealaigh, I think is how you pronounce her name. She was selected. You know, I'm not doing this anyway, because I can't
say. I think you've really butchered that now, but anyway.
I can't speak Irish. She was selected from hundreds of entries. They had auditions, by the way, in Dublin, Cork and Galway last summer. And also you can enter online as well on the Ring app. So Ring held auditions across the country. And now Isabel, I'm going to call her Isabel because that's how I know how to say that word. Isabel is going to record a set of audio messages to play across all Ring doorbells in
Motion
Ireland.
Motion detected at the front door.
It should have been you.
Someone is at the front door.
I'd love you to do it. It should have been you. You were too expensive for them. Anyway, Isabel is a former primary school teacher. So she teaches through Irish, and she left full-time teaching to complete a master's degree in media studies. So she's done a lot of media work. She was on Ross na Rún recently as well. Now, if you want to know how you can use this Irish voice, so if you have the Ring doorbell, you can select Isabel's voice for quick replies on the video doorbell. And the feature acts as kind of like an answering machine for your
front
door.
I don't use that, but I do use the festive doorbell rings and themes that they have. So Halloween, they have like a kind of a spooky one.
Do they?
Then they have a very American, like, you know, happy holidays.
Oh.
A Christmas one as well, yeah. I'm a bit naff like that.
Mine doesn't have that. Okay, really? I want that now.
That's just why you need
the
Ring one.
You'll hear Isabel with a pre-recorded greeting, and then you can leave a message when you're unavailable at the door. And the new greetings
are... You don't need to leave a message. You can see it in your camera.
Well, Ring think there's an idea to do it. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Ring setup. All I know is that it's Ring's first ever Irish language option.
Right, there you go. And fair play to Isabel for being the voice of that.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Donegal, what's going on?
Yes, in your own county, we have a celebrity's sister in Donegal doing a very unique job. So obviously we know Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker love Donegal.
They're very embedded in the community.
Where is it? Kilcare? Is that where
they have a house? But I think, did I read somewhere over the last few days, are they extending, or they're very active in the community when they're home anyway.
I think they're looking for planning permission maybe. Sarah Jessica Parker is a big fan of the local Super Value there from memory as well. So they're always there in Donegal, and now Matthew Broderick's sister, Janet Broderick, or to give her her correct title, Reverend Janet Broderick, has been welcomed as the new priest in charge in Donegal. So they had a big service recently at the Inishkeel Parish Church as Reverend Broderick was formally welcomed to the group of five churches. So she's now leading as priest in charge in the Diocese of Derry and Raphoe. And she's in charge of, I'm not going to pronounce any of these right, Ardraha?
Ardra.
Okay, Glen Columkill.
Yeah.
Glenties.
Yeah.
Inishkeel.
Yeah.
and Letter McAward.
Yeah, Letter McAward. Yeah.
Yes, not Letter well McHoward, as I was going to say. So she's in charge of all those, and we're told that Reverend Broderick, now talk about a different lifestyle. She's the former rector of a church in Beverly Hills.
Oh God, she's in for some land.
So from Beverly Hills to the hills of Donegal. And she obviously has a strong connection to Donegal because she spent a lot of her childhood in Kilcar. And she has a dog called Moshi, who is going to be joining her as well. And some of the locals got to meet the dog recently.
Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick, they spend quite a bit of time there.
Yeah, big fans.
They're over and back a lot.
Yeah, he obviously with the Broderick surname, he has that Irish link. So I think he went as a child and now they bring their own kids to Donegal.
Finally.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Yeah, this is a mad story from Waterford. It's just amazing the hobbies people get into. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. So a Waterford father of two has made history at the World Ice Art Championships in Alaska. So John Hayes is
What's
his
ice
name.
Art?
Ice art is ice sculptures, essentially. So John Hayes is his name, and he has made history, as I say, because he's the first Irish man among more than 100 participants around the world to compete in the World Ice Art Championships. They began like 40 years ago and they're held annually in Alaska, and basically you have teams who carve ice into works of art, and the Examiner tells us that John's passion was born out of a back to work scheme which he did 12 years ago. So he did wood carving back then and that's kind of moved on to ice carving now. And obviously, he was very good at the wood carving because he competed in competitions in America in wood carving before he's transferred his skills to ice. He's clearly very, very good at it because he won fourth at the World Ice Art Championships. And some of his sculptures, he did a turtle and a lady. These blocks of ice weigh about 2 tons each, by the way. They're massive.
Can you imagine the cold conditions you're working in?
Yeah. He also made...
Hands must be frozen.
He made a 12-foot tall cat lady and had her in a bikini as well. You're on about there, his hands being frozen. Yeah. He says his eyelashes actually froze together.
Oh!
At one point.
Stop. Can you imagine the pain of that?
I know. And he had a hot tent at the back of the sculpture. So you go in for 10 minutes, go out for 10 minutes, in and out, not only to warm yourself up, but also to keep the equipment from not freezing. So you have to keep going in and out of the hot
And he came
tent.
Fourth.
He came fourth, yes. And he says Alaskan ice is lovely to work with because it's crystal clear. Even at 4 foot thick, you can see through it. So we competed against people from Thailand, Japan, Mongolia, Philippines, all around the world. And he says he's very proud to be the first Irish person to compete in it.
Shane Beattie, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much.
Back Monday morning?
Am I? Yes, I am.
6 o'clock.
Yes, back Monday morning. Then St. Patrick's Day, we're off.
A little lie-in.
Tune in Monday morning at 6. Have a lovely weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.